We begin our show today, though, in southwest Fresno, the Golden West Side of Fresno, as many there call it. It's one of the oldest parts of town, home to a rich African-American community, and jewels like Edison High, Chandler Airport, and Kearney Boulevard. But it's also been a place that has been largely overlooked by city planners, a place some who live there have called a dumping ground for industries and activities that the rest of Fresno didn't want next door, like heavy polluting industrial businesses. Now, after decades of complaints, the neighborhood might finally have the ear of the city council. A vote this week, in fact, could signal what activists think is a new direction for southwest Fresno. The council is considering a new specific plan for the area that will guide the future of the more than 3,000-acre neighborhood west of Highway 99 and south of Highway 180. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports one significant change could address years of concerns by telling heavy industry to go elsewhere.
When she was a little girl, Kimberly McCoy lived near some of the heavy industry that marks part of southwest Fresno. Because of the pollution, McCoy says she developed severe asthma.
I was hospitalized twice with pneumonia in the summertime because of my asthma. I was actually placed in an oxygen bubble. So, yes, it was really bad.
McCoy says her asthma was so bad that her mother had to quit her job to care for her. Her doctors even suggested that the family leave Fresno to find better air, something impossible for a single mother raising two children. Now 43 years old, McCoy is a mother herself. Still living in southwest Fresno, she says history has repeated itself, and her son has also developed severe asthma.
My son is 4 years old, full of life, but when the air quality is bad, I have to keep him in. And to see the look on his face because he can't go outside and play because of the air quality, he doesn't understand that.
McCoy directly blames the pollution from heavy industry in southwest Fresno for her and her son's conditions. Air pollution is problematic throughout the Central Valley, and especially in Fresno. However, research shows it's especially bad in southwest Fresno. According to the state, some of the most polluted areas in all of California are in southwest Fresno. In part because of the pollution, life expectancy of residents is 2 decades shorter than other neighborhoods. As a result, she got involved in the work crafting a new planning document to guide development in her neighborhood. And her one goal? No more heavy industrial developments.
The stench in the air is very, very terrible. So they're not good neighbors. They're bad neighbors. So we do not want them placed in South Fresno anymore because that's where they're normally placed at. And residents in South Fresno deserve to have a chance. They deserve to have a healthy neighborhood, clean air. And we just do not want those type of facilities placed there.
And she might be about to get her wish. For the first time in decades, the Fresno City Council is set to vote this week on a new Southwest Fresno-specific plan. That's a document intended to lay down ground rules for what can and can't be built in certain areas of town. It would make a number of sweeping changes, but the most dramatic is phasing out all industrial zoning. The entire area would be rezoned for residential, office, and commercial uses only. Fresno Planning Manager Sophia Pagalotis says Southwest Fresno is one of few areas with heavy industrial zoning, like meat rendering plants, recycling, and raw goods processing located near homes. Under the plan, if an industrial business wants to change their facility, they would have to move to another part of town. The hope is that they would also take some of the negative impacts, like air and noise pollution, with them.
Operating characteristics of an industrial business affect residential neighborhoods in different ways. So one of those is truck traffic. So that's not only pollution, that's a safety concern, that's noise. We have sometimes the business itself makes noise.
Pagalotta says about 5% of all industrial businesses in the city of Fresno are within the plan's reach. The plan does not say where the companies would move to, but Pagalotta says the city is looking at options that would concentrate industry in similarly zoned areas. Ashley Werner with the Leadership Council on Justice and Accountability was one of the people heavily involved with drafting the proposed specific plan. She says even though industrial businesses won't be forced to relocate right away, the plan is a positive step for the community.
What it does do is say that we're going to stop in our tracks with new industrial development. And so that vacant parcels or as existing industry phases out over time will be replaced by retail, housing opportunities, mixed use.
Werner also thinks this change will attract better commercial choices and draw wealthier people from other parts of town. This plan is hardly without its detractors. During public comment before the city council, two prominent local developers warned about making the rules too restrictive with regards to what type of housing can be built and where. Eliminating all industrial zoning has skeptics, even among people who fought against pollution for years, like Bob Mitchell. Mitchell told the city council that by phasing out all industry, including lower polluting light industry, they would, in his words, shoot yourself in the foot.
And I am saying that future requires that there be a positive form of industry for employment for those who will reside in our community. Every industry is not a negative polluter. Every industry will not give us bad health.
Additionally, phasing out industry over time will do little to help with the pollution problem in the short term. If a business doesn't change, it doesn't have to move. There's nothing in the plan about cleaning up former industrial sites or air quality, although the city says cleaning up a polluted site is normally the job of the company. The plan is also mum on where the industry would move to if it cannot be in southwest Fresno, so there's the potential that other communities could suffer. However, the plan as a whole might position the area for new money that could help in the short term. The state has promised to spend $70 million from cap and trade funds for green projects and transportation. Mapping out a detailed, specific plan with an eye away from industry might make the area more attractive to state regulators. The vote on initially accepting the plan and beginning the environmental review is set for Thursday. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.